Master, what have you done?
It wasn't me. They didn't give me enough information.
We didn't know the information.
You should have stopped when you knew you couldn't fill out all the paperwork. You know better than this.
I just wanted to help them talk to their friend.
I'm sorry. This isn't your fault. I shouldn't have yelled.
It's okay.
How many ghosts did you release?
A lot.
How many do you consider a lot?
I counted at least 12.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. We should have been more responsible.
So, what do we do now?
We need to get Stephanie and Rick.
Do you want to start from the beginning?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Whenever you're ready.
It started when he turned up in my dreams.
He?
The man, for about a week, every night, without fail, this man was in my dreams. And he never said anything. Only stared and laughed, and his teeth were too sharp, and his eyes were too...
Orange.
Orange.
And then what happened?
And then he stopped being in my dreams, and he started being there in my day-to-day life. I'd see him out the corner of my eye, then I'd blink, and he'd be gone. But one day, he stayed there long enough for me to confront him. And that's when he took me.
Took you?
To the secret room.
There's at least 12?
Maybe more.
Oh, this really isn't good.
Yeah, no shit, Rick.
Come on, it's not my fault. I wasn't even there.
Well, it wasn't Aster's either.
Hey, it wasn't anyone's fault.
So where do we go from here?
We need to split up. Look for the ghosts, I guess. Doug and I will take the Evan kid. Steph, you take Lizzie. Rick, you're with Aster. Okay?
Okay.
I knew this room was something.
You've been here before?
Yeah. Me and Callie found it where we were looking for the dollhouse. This is where he took you?
Yep. And it's where he turned me into whatever I became.
Shit.
Yeah. I think I'd like to leave now.
No, I'm telling you, I saw a ghost. You can't tell me that I didn't.
Ma'am, if you just sit down.
I know what I saw.
I need you to calm down and tell me what really happened. We're very busy tonight. I want the truth.
I'm telling the truth. I saw a ghost.
Ma'am, I think we both know you didn't.
Listen here, you wanker. I know what I saw, and I will not have you telling me you know better than me.
Ma'am.
Hello there, officer.
Oh, God. Not you.
Nice to see you, too. Could we possibly take this woman off your hands? I have a feeling it might be more in my department.
Fine. Take her. If she's not going to listen to reason, she can leave.
I think we have different definitions of reason.
Please, get out of here, Piers. I've had enough of you already.
What's your name, ma'am?
Julian Webb.
Well, Miss Webb, you'd think you'd better come with us.
So, Miss Webb...
Jillian's fine.
Sorry, Jillian. You saw a ghost?
Yes.
Do you mind me asking what form they took?
Oh, it's a full-body apparition.
Nasty ones, those. They're always so difficult.
We'll be fine.
With 12 of them?
Hey, at least 12.
I hate you.
I love you too.
So, Jillian, where did you see this ghost?
Are we going to go any closer?
I'll go first. Follow me. Hello? Darling, are you all right?
Yes, thank you.
Would you mind telling me your name, dear?
Jodi Lau.
Thank you, Miss Lau.
I died here, you know?
Here?
In the lake. It ain't me. Must have been 40 years ago now.
Miss Lau?
Yes?
Would you like to come with us? Go back to the spirit world?
Later. I think I want to spend a little more time here.
Okay. Stephanie, is that okay?
Jodi, do you promise you'll still be here when we come back?
I don't see where else I'd want to go.
Lovely. We'll see you later, Jodi.
Hello?
Hi. I'm Doug. What's your name?
No, thank you.
No, thank you?
I don't quite feel like giving you my name.
Told you there'd be trouble.
Hello, a ghost person?
I have a name.
But you haven't told us.
Oh yes, I remember. You can call me Nora.
Is that your real name?
It might be.
Okay, Nora, would you mind coming with us?
I don't think I'd enjoy that.
I told you, she won't move. She hasn't moved from that corner.
Nora, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Did you live in this house, Nora?
Why, yes, I did. It was mine for, what was it, 30 years, and I intend to stay here forever.
Even if I open the curtains?
Is it always that bright?
It's pitch black outside.
We should have probably explained ghosts to you beforehand. Ghosts see the world differently. The immortal world is too bright for them, too loud. It's why there's no windows in the ghost hotel.
Oh, okay. Nora, is it too bright for you here?
Clearly!
Then why don't you come with us and we can send you back to the spirit world?
No. No, I don't think so. If you'd be so kind to shut the curtain, I think I'll stay in here forever.
Right, that's it.
Chris.
She isn't cooperating.
Fine. Go ahead.
What's that?
This, Evan, is a blindfold that works on ghosts, so she doesn't get too upset when we go outside.
I was clearly talking about the other thing.
You'll see very soon.
Evan, could you go and stand over there with Jillian?
Fine.
Hi there, Nora.
You don't have to sneak up on me. If you're going to close the curtain, I'll take the blindfold.
Brilliant. Is that better?
Yes. Thank you.
So, are you going to come with us?
Still? No.
That's what I thought. Doug?
Yep.
What the hell is that?
I'm guessing it's some kind of ghost moving equipment. You know, since we can't really touch them with our hands or anything.
But does it have to be so obnoxious?
You have a point there. It's like comically big. Not sure how Chris managed to fit that in his bag, but
Jillian, open the door, will you?
Is that what I think it is?
Yep.
And it's just here?
Yep.
What's he doing out of the hotel?
I don't know. I'm gonna go talk to him.
Sam, no. And she's gone.
Hello there.
Could I possibly ask why you're out of the hotel?
Oh, I left there years ago.
Oh. What are you doing here then?
Well, at the moment I'm trying to get back in. Would you mind opening it for me?
Sure. Right.
Where'd he go?
Oh.
Charlie? The ghost? The ghost man?
Oh, I just let him back in the hotel.
Okay. Okay, good. At least he's somewhere dark.
Would you mind telling me what's going on?
Are you one of those SPIS people?
Yep, that's me. Sam Moss, Spirits Ford Paranormal Investigation Squad.
Astor Ross, Junior Necromancer, nice to meet you. I think you should call a meeting.
Full name, please.
Nora Rahul.
Date of death?
28th of July, 2003.
Cause of death?
Broke my leg when I was running from the tooth fairy.
It's real? Like, not just a myth? The tooth fairy is real?
Of course it's real, Evan. We swear in it all the time.
There were a few sightings about 20 years ago.
You can now carry on to the spirit world, Nora. I hope you have a safe journey.
It didn't work.
Nora, did you lie?
Just let me into the hotel and leave me be.
Can I have some quiet, please? Thank you. Before we start, I want to introduce two new people who are going to be helping us. This is Rose Bell.
Hi.
And Astor Ross.
Hello. Oh, and all four of my parents are here too.
Hello.
Hello there.
Stephanie, would you like to explain the situation? I think you'd do it better than me.
Of course. Hello, everyone. My name is Stephanie Wright, and I'm Aster's mother, and also one of Spirit's Earth's senior necromancers. I, with the help of my family, take care of all of the ghost situations.
So what's going on?
I'm getting to that, darling.
Sorry.
What we're currently experiencing is an insurgence of ghosts from the spirit world into our own. The ghosts don't like it here because the mortal world is too much for them. They can't survive long here, but we can't seem to get them to leave. What I suggest we do is round up as many ghosts as we can and then bring them to the ghost hotel. Then at least we have them all in one place, in a place where they're actually safe.
Well, if you don't mind me asking, Miss Wright, why are the ghosts here? What brought them here from the spirit world?
I was wondering that too.
Me too, actually.
It was me. I tried to summon a ghost without the proper paperwork.
Oh, I see.
It's not their fault. It was me. I didn't give them all the answers.
Evan, you didn't know the answers.
But Aster warned us that something bad might happen, and we didn't listen.
Evan, calm down. It's okay.
No, it's not.
Evan.
I think I'm going to step outside for a second. There's someone at the door.
Hey, Evan.
The Children of Room 56 is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License and distributed by the Listless Network. This episode was written and directed by Alex Abrahams. It was edited by Olivia Carter, with theme music composed by Jordan Hendrickson and art by Samantha Cook. The script editors for this episode were Jordan Hendrickson, Chloe Peterson, and Gray Kilgour. In this episode, you heard the voices of
Equinox Carnwath
as Christopher Ross,
Aquila Pullen as Esther Ross,
Miles Jonathan Bagardino as Doug Ross,
Lucy Ann Cowling as Lizzie Russell,
Tam Silverman as Sam Moss,
Grace Demopoulos as Rose Bell,
the illustrious Sean Timboken Flowers as Nikki Dixon,
Chloe Peterson as Stephanie Wright,
Roswell Hellinger as Rick Wilcox,
Nancy Robinson as Gillian Webb, Sammy Jo Krista as the police officer, Ray Flores as Jody Lau, Stoker Leopold as Nora Rahal,
Alex Abrahams as Evan Pierce,
Ghost King as Charlie,
Eden J. Storm as Freddie Shaw,
Moira Juliet Scott as Calliope Morris,
Sam Gerard as Maya Lowe,
Dizzy Cooper as Naomi Hamilton,
Michael M. as Chip Romero.
Thank you very much to our patrons, Zoe, MJ Scott, Abel, McQuaid Hiller, Cheryl Tumboken, and Miri Newman. You can join them by going to www.patreon.com/room56pod, or if you don't have the means to do so, tell a friend about the podcast. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Tumblr at room56pod, and you can email us at thechildrenofroom56@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it.